Does it make sense for someone to die to save you when you're perfectly capable of saving yourself? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Do you think Jesus died uselessly for no reason? Well, maybe that depends on where you're coming from at this point in your life, but if you're already a follower of Jesus, then my guess is you don't think he died for no reason. But that belief doesn't always work its way all the way down to your actions and attitudes and thoughts. The Apostle Paul had a little something to say about this, which is the entire book of Galatians pretty much, and we'll read about it in today's story, Freedom by Emily Tenter. Imagine you're standing in a burning building. Everything is on fire. Smoke fills the air, and it's hard to see or breathe. But you, quick thinker that you are, hold your breath. You get down low. You bob and weave between burning furniture and crumbling walls. You dodge the pieces of ceiling that crash to the floor around you. You tuck and roll out the front door, run down the porch steps, gasping for air as you finally arrive to safety. You look up to see Jesus standing in front of you. He's so happy you're safe. He loves you. You give Jesus a thumbs up. You did it. You saved yourself from the fire. He gives you a thumbs up too. Then he gives you one last hug and runs into the burning house, sacrificing his life for yours. The logic of this scenario makes no sense to us. It didn't make any sense to Paul either. In his letter to the church in Galatia, Paul calls them out for trying to combine the gospel of Jesus with the old requirements of the law. In Galatians 3:1, he says, "You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?" It's a very serious matter when we try to add requirements to salvation, believing we need to receive Jesus' free gift of salvation and follow a set of rules. Because the truth is, we can't save ourselves through doing good works. It's impossible. Paul even says so in Galatians 2:21. "For if righteousness could be gained through the law, Christ died for nothing." Here's the truth. If you could earn forgiveness and eternal life by just being a good person, then Jesus didn't need to come at all. You could just do it without him. But Paul wanted the Galatians to know there was something better. In chapter 5, verse 1, he says, "It is for freedom that Christ has set us free. Stand firm then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery." Freedom. Freedom from guilt and shame and legalism. Because Jesus died for our sins and rose again, God forgives everyone who puts their trust in Jesus. Paul goes on to talk about the fruit of the Spirit and doing good works. But those good works are a response to the gospel, not a prerequisite for it. This is the good news. Christ has set us free. Okay, let's talk about this a little more. It is a lie that we need to earn salvation or God's love. Yet, we often fall into believing the sneaky lie in so many ways. Thankfully, God helps us see the truth through His Holy Spirit, His Word, the Bible, and His people, the church. What questions do you have about faith and good works? Now, as you and I can read in Galatians 2:16, a person is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in Jesus Christ. I'd encourage you to dig a little bit deeper and read Galatians 1:6-12 and Galatians 5 verse 1 and verses 16-26 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a podcast from Keys for Kids Ministries, but maybe you're not listening to it on a podcast app. Well, you can follow Unlocked for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to audio when you search Unlocked Daily Devotional. It's an easy way to spend time with God as part of your just regular schedule. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. It's good to have goals. Just make sure you're trusting God if and when your plans aren't working out. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.